You're listening to Sunday Studios podcast, The Elephant in the Room. We'll talk about today's elephant in the room. Win without pitching.
All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to a new season of The Elephant in the Room, a space where we discuss hard to talk about topics within the creative industry and managing a business in general. I'm Patch Pangilinan, the co-founder and business development director of Sunday Studio. And of course, I am still joined by my good friends and co-partners in the business, JM Salvador and Claire Salvador. Hi, guys!
Hi, Patch.
Hello!
Welcome back.
Welcome back! New season na naman. So just to refresh our listeners now, guys, can you give a quick introduction of yourselves?
Hi, I'm Claire. I'm the managing director of Sunday.
Hi, everyone. I'm JM Salvador. I'm the creative director of Sunday Studio.
All right. So for those new to this podcast, we have been doing this for ito third season na namin. The past two seasons, we've discussed the mindset or mentality that we live by in Sunday Studio. Let's go big. Everybody deserves good design. And then season two, did a deep dive on the different services and sub-brands of Sunday Studio. But for this third season, we want to do something different, taking inspiration from the title of our podcast. Now we want to talk about yung mga medyo mas mahirap na pag-usapan ng mga topics within our industry and share our insights with you. So to kick off today's episode, we'll go straight to a topic that can really go two directions for any creative. Number one, it can send shivers down your spine. Or number two, it can give you that adrenaline rush. So let's talk about this topic, pitching. But first things first, kayo, Claire, JM, what do you think about pitching in general? Share experiences natin before when we used to do that.
Yeah, grabe. Sobrang daming heartbreaking stories na meron tayo dyan when it comes to pitching, no? Yung tipong magpe-prepare ka ng sobra-sobra, you'll do all hands on deck, everybody is on OT, and then only to find out na ibang agency yung mag-move forward yung client, no? Sobrang sakit, heartbreaking. And then we had a series of that from I think 2018, if I remember it correctly. No, parang isang 2018, parang two quarters yata yun na sunod-sunod tayo na natatalo sa mga pitch. And the morale during that time is sobrang bagsak. Tapos parang magsusurvive pa ba yung Sunday Studio during that time?
Biglang-piga talaga tayo noon. And the team na nag-work doon sa pitch, as you mentioned, Jim, na all hands on deck. Sina rin yung team who are working on yung mga projects naman natin na talagang accounts. So grabe, we were really stretched to the point of medyo na-burnout talaga. Let's be honest, na-burnout talaga yung team natin dun sa setup na yun.
I think we had a winning streak naman before, parang early 2017. From 2016 to early 2017, I remember sinabi natin nun na parang grabe sa lahat ng pitch tayo yung panalo. Pero parang move tayo to a point na yung malalakas na yung mga kalaban natin, as in meron talaga silang pitch team, pero us having a lean team dahil all hands on deck nga, nawawala na din tayo ng time to do the work naman na nasa atin na, parang yung nagpipitch tayo doon sa mga work na hindi pa sa atin, so nasasayang din halos yung effort. And then there are some clients din na nakikita natin na alam ko bawal to eh, doon, pero naalala nyo, bigla na lang natin nakikita yung designs natin na gamit na pala nila, pero pina-execute lang nila sa other agency. So parang naging
the betrayal.
Yung hindi mo sure kung ethical ba yun or ano, pero hindi mo naman pwede i-call out kasi wala, and binigay mo sa kanila yung studies mo for that pitch.
I think yun din, parang isa sa experience natin or yung relationship natin with pitching is it's really a feast or famine kind of thing, no? Na parang there will really come a time na sobrang sunod-sunod yung mga pitch na ipapanalo natin, but at the same time may downfall din na puro talo tayo sa pitch. And pag ganun, hindi mo alam kung matutuwa ka ba or malulugmok ka talaga kasi you can't really foresee kung ano yung magiging result ng mga pitch. Ano? Kasi hindi mo naman nakikita yung gawa ng mga competitors mo doon sa pitch. Eh. Especially kung mas magaling ba sila, hindi mo alam kung it's a price thing, no? Kung presyo ba, or kung it's a relationship thing, kung mas close ba sila nung client, diba? Parang ang daming factors na involve into the decision of like awarding a pitch, but it all boils down to us as an agency kung fruitful ba or healthy ba yung relationship natin with the idea of pitching.
Yeah, and to the point na we felt a bit, paano ba natin ito mali-resolve? Kasi doon na natin nakikita eh, na yung ideas natin are being used na hindi naman tayo yung talagang napili. Our team, sobrang pagod. Nakikita natin sila na talagang very exhausted. Aside from the heartbreak nga na they put their heart and soul into this pitch, it's hindi naman pala. Pero parang, paano tayo aalis doon? Hindi natin talaga alam eh, yung time na yun.
Ayun, yung isa pa din sa pinakamasakit, yung pitch na yun, walang bayad, di ba?
Mm.
We're doing it for free. And but at the same time, tayo as the agency, we put our heart and soul to it. And hindi din siya libre sa atin because we actually invested a lot of time and effort, blood and tears, so to speak, doon sa pitch na yun. So, and kung titignan mo, during that time when the morale was really down, parang napaisip talaga ako eh, na parang, is there a better way to do this? Kasi parang hindi to sustainable in the long term, no? Tayo, syempre, sinusuot din natin yung business or entrepreneurial hat natin na as a business, is this really a sustainable thing to do, di ba? Na from time to time matatalo or from time to time mananalo, but the unpredictability of the, kumbaga, the unpredictability of doing business, mahirap. Tapos ginagawa mo pa siya for free. So, napahanap talaga ako ng way. Ako personally, sabi ko, ayoko nang maulit yun. Down talaga yung moral ko. Ayoko na mag-pitch. Pagod na ako mag-pitch. No? So, napahanap talaga ako ng resource kung saan ko ba mahanap yung way out of this this mess. No? And I'm sure maraming creatives kilala si Chris Doe. Kilala yan, legend yan in terms of content creation and pag-evangelize ng mga creatives on how to run their profession as a business. No? Yeah. He's popular in YouTube and many other social media sites. And actually, simula pa lang 2017 when he was with Jose Caballero pa lang, silang dalawa pa lang yung nagsistart ng The Future. Talagang nakasubscribe na ako dun sa YouTube channel nila. But then, as their social media and YouTube progresses, parang nag-start sila mag-interview ng some of the parang mga key opinion leaders in the industry. And one of his guests in his podcast and YouTube channel was Blair Enns. And Blair Enns wrote this book, Win Without Pitching Manifesto. It's a really small book, no? Manipis lang siya, but it really contains like a very deep body of knowledge that stems from experience of managing multiple projects. That tayo as creatives, how do we free ourselves from the idea of pitching, no? So, yung book, very eye-opening siya for me. And during the time, sobrang eye-opening and liberating ng idea ng book. And I really want to adapt the principles of the book. And naalala niyo, Patch Claire, talagang ini-evangelize ko kayo with the proclamations of the book. And
sabi namin, baka maghirap tayo dyan.
Oo, kasi parang ang strong masyado nung proclamations na ano ba siya? Kaya ba natin to i-apply sa Philippine setting na ang lakas talaga nung pitch culture na para siyang standard talaga dito sa industry natin?
Oo, kasi grabe yung idea ng book talaga. Kung hindi mo siya babasahin or kapag narinig mo lang yung concept, it really is parang hard to embrace ideas. Let's say, for example, yung idea lang ng we will charge more, especially in the context of the Philippines, parang, diba, parang, wala nang bibili sa'yo kung mas mahal ka na than the rest of the competitors, diba? Pero, at the same time, maganda yung idea na tayo as an agency, we will charge more, right? Diba? Without changing a thing doon sa scope ng work. And that for me is sobrang amazing. And the book itself details yung natural progression ng bawat agency, paano ma-achieve yung point na pwede ka mag-charge ng more. No? I think one of the topics na di-discuss doon is yung value-based pricing. Siguro yung magandang ikwento sa kanila yung ano yung mga natutunan natin doon sa mismo.
Ako, I remember my experience dun sa Win Without Pitching. I was really afraid, or di naman afraid, but yun nga, ang laki ng resistance ko because ako yung first point of contact doon sa clients or sa prospect and to tell them na hindi na kami mag-pitch. That's a big blow to the business kasi for sure, marami pa silang options.
Marami silang options and I mean, clients can move forward without us.
Mm-mm. But also, I think the great thing that the book taught us rin na hindi naman lahat ng projects kailangan yung kunin. Not all projects are for you. Not all clients are for you. That's why you have to also be selective in your process of choosing. Because doing yung mga scoping meetings or discovery meetings, it's not just for the clients to assess whether our agency is a good fit for them, but also if sila as a client is a good fit for our agency. So yung perspective na yun, medyo, oh nga, no? We also have the power to decide what's best for our business
exactly.
In the long term.
Exactly. And yung magandang sinabi doon sa book na when you say no to the clients that you don't really like or parang hindi fit doon sa services and sa pricing na sinet mo, parang you open up yourself to the businesses that will actually fit doon sa sinet mong pricing at qualifiers doon sa business mo, di ba? And
yeah.
I think may mga kaakibat din yun ng mga risks kasi like in the beginning talagang we lost a lot of opportunities, maraming clients na tinanggihan tayo, marami tayong mga clients na hindi tayo nag-give in doon sa temptation na to accept kahit at a loss tayo, no? Parang di talaga pala nag-pass up talaga tayo. And then talagang nung tinaasan natin yung pricing natin, madami din talagang client, even existing ones, yung natamaan and nalaglag, kumbaga nawala kasi they can't afford us anymore, no?
And I think nasabi nga rin yun ni Blair Ince na when you follow this Win Without Pitching manifesto, you have to be ready because magkakaroon talaga ng birthing pains na maraming magbabounce off na clients. And we really experienced that. But dun ko rin nakita yung value nung lakas nung tone nung buong book na Win Without Pitching because that's also, yun yung dapat na ma-adapt mo na mentality when going into discussions with clients. You have to be straightforward with your price. That's what you mentioned, JM, na value-based na yung pricing. Now, we price according to our value. No? Ano yung pwede nating matulong talaga dun sa client, not just yung output na pwede nating ibigay. As experts, how do we diagnose the problem? How do we help them find solutions? More than just doing yung poster or doing the social media post. It's really the process. And when I started adapting that and talking to our clients in a very straightforward way, explaining to them our process, case studies natin, our capabilities, more than, sige, we'll pitch, ito yung idea namin, approve niyo ba or hindi, nagkaroon din ng shift doon sa paradigm nila or mindset nila when dealing with us. They saw us as experts na, I trust this agency, no? They know what they're doing. Hindi lang sila pumapayag basta-basta doon sa requests namin. We appreciate the pushback. And I don't know, ang gulat talaga ako doon sa difference ng kung paano nila tayo kausapin and kung paano nila tayo i-approach or yung naging relationship natin with them. No? And after that season of bounce-offs, biglang unti-unti, pumasok rin. Marami na rin pumasok doon sa sales pipeline natin na mga mas fit na leads. And doon sa business side, yun, mas, sa amin, mas naging madali. Hindi na kailangan naman. Kailangan mo pa mag-prepare ng pitch or ang dami mo pang kailangan sabihin sa just to convince them that you're the right agent. But just explaining na who Sunday is and what we can do for you. But also dun sa side ng creatives, di na sila stretch. So they have more time to work on the projects that are already Sunday accounts. More than possible projects na hindi pa naman sure na sa atin na talaga. Ang laki talaga nung naging difference nun. And naging mas maganda yung quality of life natin work-wise sa Sunday.
Oo, kasi isa sa mga manifestos na sinabi doon sa book is yung we will replace presentations with conversation at saka yung we will diagnose before we prescribe. And I think yung dalawang ideas na yun change our mindset on how to run the business then from a creative perspective and from a professional perspective na you're not at the mercy of the clients, no, na this is what they need and this is we should deliver that, no. But it's more of really trying to understand yung need ni client from their point of view, and we will really diagnose and immerse ourselves to ano ba talaga yung mga business objectives and yung strategy ng client. That's a time that we will only prescribe yung mga solutions to those problems until we know what hurts, no? Until we diagnose ano yung talagang kailangan nila. That's the only time that we offer yung mga solutions na or yung mga services natin. Kasi and during that time, revelation din sa atin yun, no? Nung pag na-diagnose natin yung client and we found out or we find out that yung need nila hindi fit sa services natin, parang we're open to recommending them to other experts, no, apart from us. Not only that our clients trust us more, no, na hindi natin lang sila pinaperahan, which we truly do, no? Hindi naman natin sila pinaperahan lang. Na talagang genuine yung desire natin to help them doon sa problem nila kahit hindi tayo yung mismong agency na titira ng trabaho. Parang ganoon, no?
And also yung focus na dahil hindi naman natin kailangan accommodate lahat ng requirement, mas nagkaroon talaga tayo ng chance to really build our expertise doon sa services na kaya nating i-grow. I think nandun din yun sa proclamation and we will build our expertise rapidly. Kasi that's in relation also to charging more. Syempre, di ka naman pwede mag-charge more kung di ka expert sa field mo. So talagang dun din tayo nag-base sa mga career pathways that we developed for our team. We really want them to be experts in digital marketing, in website development, and branding. And then, yan, mas dun tayo mag-focus more than yung mga kanya, PR activations, events management na medyo out of scope naman. But before, parang gusto rin natin yun i-accommodate eh. So I think naging magandang ano rin yun, sense of focus for Sunday to really step back and define saan ba tayo magiging expert. Yun, guys, I mean, to those who are listening, though, we can talk on and on and on about this book. We're really evangelists. Hindi na lang si JM, kami rin ni Claire. We really strongly believe in this win without pitching idea, no? So we really highly recommend you guys to also read up on this book. Marami namang resources online para you can get more context. Kasi if we discuss namin to today, naku, di tayo matatapos sa podcast na to.
That ends our part one for The Elephant in the Room on Win Without Pitching. Tune in to part two next week where we discuss our favorite proclamations.